Thanks, Jero. Hey, Joshua, this is Gail. How are you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So it sounds like you and Tara were chatting about the first page listing that we're selling today on Google. Is that right?
Yeah, she was telling me a little bit about it.
Okay, awesome. Well, so what I'll do, Joshua, I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing pulled up for you. And then if you're happy with the plan and we're happy with the plan, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough.
Yeah, like I said, okay. I can run it by the girl that handles everything for me.
Sure.
She's at her other job today. So
you bet, absolutely.
So I got to make sure I run it by her first. So
gotcha.
When she says there's a bill that comes in, she'd be like, oh, what the hell is that bill? You know, we didn't
know. No surprises. Absolutely.
Right,
no
right,
problem.
Right.
No problem. So do you have any questions so far, Joshua, aside from pricing?
No, not really. It sounds pretty self-explanatory.
Okay, all right.
Pretty forward.
Okay. Now, a couple questions for you. I found, do you have a website set up yet?
No, I don't.
Okay. I was looking, I found something that kind of resembled your name, but it wasn't just quite, so I wanted to make sure. So, let me do this, Joshua. While we chat, I'm going to put a message into our tech team and see if we've got an opening over there. Quite often, so we can't, we don't build websites for the general public. We don't sell them, but quite often we can do one for our preferred partners like Eastern Energy Management. And it's just a matter of whether or not I've got a tech opening. So let me check on that while we talk. And then I didn't find a Google Business profile yet. Is that something that you've sent in for?
I'm not sure if I sent anything in for profiles yet with you guys.
Okay. No problem. And I'm not seeing one, and that's okay. So we'll get that going for you. The Google Business profile, I'm sure you've seen. If you Googled, like, Ace Hardware, a box would come up with their company name, hours, click for website, click to call. You've seen that, right?
Okay. I mean.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. So,
yeah,
well, okay. So it's your Google Business profile. It's where all of your info is stored with Google. So it's what's made available to the public. So one of the first things that we'll do, Joshua, is we'll actually close down the Morgantown area. Now, are you energy management? Can you give me a better idea of what all services you're offering?
It's basically all your home improvement needs. I don't get into major plumbing and major electric, but I do weatherization. I do doors and windows. I do insulation. I do flooring, repairing decks, minor remodeling, bath fans,
wow.
Siding, you know.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Okay, so, and that's what I thought. I noticed home improvement, and I wanted to make sure we're talking about the handyman category, and that's perfect.
Yeah.
So, now, as far as online presence so far, the only thing I could find for you was a home advisor, Angie's Link.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're fairly new on the service.
Yeah, but I'm only giving them until this week, so.
Gotcha. Not going very well?
Well, no, I mean, they're giving me all these, like I was telling Tara, they're giving me all these leads, but then I can never get a hold of them. The people never call me back or they hang up or something like that. And you know, it's just like, well, I'm getting charged for something, you know.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. And, you know, I've heard that before, and I'm so sorry they got their hooks into you that way. But good that you're getting three of them. I mean, that being the case, sometimes, you know, it works for some people and it doesn't work for others. I mean, I've had a few people tell me that they absolutely love the service, but more often than not, they tend to side with you and have the same experience. And
yeah.
Looking to, they've really got you underlisted, and that's why I think you're really going to like first page of Google. Right
well,
now.
I'm underlisted. was because I wasn't too keen on, you know, getting charged for all this and not landing any jobs, not being able to talk.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's why I only kept it at like 300 or 500 or whatever it is.
Smart. So very smart.
I wasn't dumping
good.
So.
Good. So, okay. That's good. That's good. Okay. So, first page of Google. So, of course, like I said, we'll close off the Morgantown area and we'll actually close it for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So, what that means is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with any of your competitors, never promoting them to the first page. So, Eastern Energy Management is the only company that we're putting up there in that map section. Does that make sense so far, Joshua?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're familiar with the map section too, right?
Yeah.
It's when somebody searches for a business or a service, a list of businesses pop up. There's usually room for 3 to 5 of them. And that's pretty much where everybody starts and stops with their searches. They tend not to go below that map section. So that's where we want to put you, is right in that map. And then we do all of the programming necessary so that you appear there anytime someone looks for light remodeling, deck building, flooring, siding, any of your services. And then they just click and call you directly right in the moment that they're looking. We don't filter or screen those calls. They don't go to your competitors. We don't make them fill out a silly web form. They literally, you're a one-click call away. And calls, clicks, leads are all unlimited. We don't charge for them. So if you do get a, you know, somebody who doesn't return your call, at least you're not paying for the lead. It's still making sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Now, Joshua, how much work would you say you could take on at this point? A little, a lot, as much as you can get your hands on?
Right now, for what I have, I'm booking stuff in January already. I'm booked till January already.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Okay, so that's October, November, December. You booked it in January. So you're actually, you know, you could book probably even another month or two out, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, that's not to say something else might come in, like a small job that might take a couple hours. So I'm
sure
I may just go do that. So I mean, I'm not technically
perfect.
Don't worry, perfect. I'm going to schedule my bigger jobs in January already.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. And so any of the services that you offer, Joshua, we can use all of those as keywords so that you're found for each of them. So you gave me a list here. You and I can pull some more out too. And the really cool thing, because you're going in under the handyman category and we're listing remodeling as one of your keywords, tomorrow, if a full-on all-they-do-is-remodeling company came along in that 50-mile radius, we'd turn them away. So it's very strict Google rules that we follow. So if somebody else offers the same service that you have listed, we can't work with them. So you'll own that completely. Now, are you using Facebook at all yet?
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
She's working on that too. She's going to former clients and asking them to put reviews up, and I give her my pictures
awesome.
The before and afters and stuff like that.
Awesome.
She's on it. It's actually a little bit getting her the contacts, but now I have. I have a lot of work for her. She's busy with her full time job, and then I got her busy with me. Then so. I've actually reached out to a couple of her friends to help, you know, take something off of her, even with like something just like scheduling or something like that. So we're calling a client and trying to schedule them. So.
Gotcha. Well, and that's, you know, I mean, let me look here. My tech actually did answer me back. Oh, wonderful. So we do have openings over on the tech side. That means we can build a website for you. It'll be on a .com domain name, something that you like, something that works for your business. Unless you already own a domain name, we can put it. Okay, no worries. We'll get one for you. So you'll have a say in what that domain name is. It'll be something that fits for your business. And then that'll kind of take some work off of her plate too, I would expect. It'll be a full-blown web page. Your photos, your services, your contact information. We'll also have a tool on there to help you gather Google reviews. And as I'm sure you know, those Google reviews and those five-star ratings sitting on your Google business profile helps you get more business in. So we'll put a tool on there to help you gather those reviews as well on your website. And then we've got another tool, well, it's same tool, but it'll be a link that you could send to past clients asking them to do Google reviews for you too. That'll really bump you up there. So that is a Facebook business page that you have over there, Joshua.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. And perfect. Well, Joshua, you definitely make a great fit for the listing. Any questions so far?
No, I was just like, you guys just send me a quote that I can talk it over with my girl. I think she's on, she's going to be on lunch here soon. So I'd be able to call her.
Gotcha.
I want a quote before I do anything, and then I got to run it by her first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I was just going to. So clicks, leads, and calls are unlimited. We don't charge for them. Doesn't matter if you take in 10 new jobs or 110 new jobs. It's all the same pricing all the time. And we operate on a flat monthly rate, and it is month to month. So we don't have contracts. We frankly just don't believe in it. We feel if we're doing a good job at our job, which we intend to do, then we don't have to marry you. We don't have to put it in writing. I mean, we'll give you a terms and conditions, obviously, lining out everything that we're going to do for you, but you're not committed to any length of time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're okay with that? I know some people aren't okay without contracts, but are you good with that?
Yeah, I'll be okay without a contract.
Okay.
I've got to keep going here because I'm ready to head off to another job.
You bet. So I want to. You bet, and we're pretty close here. So I need to pull up retail, and then I've got to apply your credits to it so I can get you down a little bit further. So normal retail for Pennsylvania is $399 a month with a $299 setup fee, but your new and business credit
that's right away.
Well, no, I'm going to get you on. That was retail. So, and getting you off of retail, I just put in the new in business credit that Tara had asked for. Actually brings you down to $199 a month. And then it whacks your setup fee back to $99. So then it'd just be $298. And then that, so the $99 is a one-time only. It's a setup fee. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then the $199 is your flat monthly rate on a month-to-month basis, and it will always be that $199. You'll be locked in with your discounts for life. So even 5 years from now, we're still keeping you on First Page. You're rocking and rolling with five crews and five trucks. Your price still stays the same at $199. Does that make sense, Josh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, awesome. So First Page of Google, does this sound like something that's going to help you grow your business the way you want to?
I sure hope so, yeah.
Okay. Well, it'll definitely get your phone ringing, that's for sure. We do know that of all the searches that are performed, 90% of those people choose one of the companies that are sitting in the map section, which is, of course, where we're going to place you. So, Joshua, you are definitely a great fit for this listing. I would love to get it assigned to you and close this area down today. It sounds like it's going to help you out, too. Sounds like we should be getting you set up sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I mean, if I can get talking with her, and then if there's a number I can call you guys back at, I mean, you know, that's the whole thing. I don't want to keep wasting your time.
You're not. No. You're not wasting my time at all. Is there any chance, I don't want to lose this and not be able to grab it for you. Can you put me on hold and give her a call?
I already tried texting her. She hasn't answered me yet.
Oh, okay, okay. How long?
Is there a number back on?
Yeah, in fact, I'll text my contact info to you.
Yeah,
when do you think?
Your address. And then I'm hoping in the next half hour, I think she's on from 12 to 1.
Okay, gotcha. So I just texted you my contact info. Let me know if that made it. And then I'm going to also...
Yep, I'm over at Local Splash. Yep, I got you.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right. And then I'll also send you a text. It's going to be a long one, unfortunately, but I'm going to give you the exact price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing. And then all of the inclusions. And that is on its way. I'll let you take a peek at that and let me know if you have any questions from that last text.
Yeah, okay. Let me, okay, I got your summary. So, all right, so she just texted me back. So I got to see if she's, yeah, let me see if I can get back with you in like 15 minutes. I got to clean up and get rolling here.
Okay.
I got to keep going. And then I'll give you a call right back.
Okay. Or since she answered, it would be better if you could put me on hold or if we could conference her in just because.
I don't know how to do that stuff.
Not at all. I am just concerned with helping you. You're new.
No,
I'd like to help
I'm
you grow your business.
I got stuff I got to get done, and I want to talk
sure.
to her, and I want to get back to you right away. So, but you keep holding
okay.
up here, so I'm not getting my shit done. So
no
I,
worries.
I'm not trying to be rude or anything else, but I got to keep moving, and if you want me to call back, call you. I
got
to talk
okay.
to her. So,
you got it.
I don't do
you got it.
So, let me give you a call
you
back
got
to
it.
You when I'm done talking with her, and I'll let you know what she says.
That sounds great. I'll talk to you after a little bit, Joshua. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.